Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, I've got some intel on how to, you know, the fan experience down here. So if people have any questions, we'll be glad to take them, maybe help everybody out as best we can at 248-539-9797. So if you're thinking about coming down, remember, you have to have tickets to get into the stage area. They're sold out Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Kang, did you say that you saw them on the secondary market? Is that correct?
I did not, but I'm sure they are. Yeah. I can't imagine what they are in the secondary market because the first market was expensive.
Yeah, well, for people that doesn't mean there's not a lot of free stuff down here. There's a ton of free stuff down here. So if you have any questions and things you want to see and et cetera, let us know.
It's such a huge footprint that they've taken over. I mean, it's not just like, oh, it's a square block. I mean, you go down from the riverfront all the way up to, you know, where this is, up in Capus Martius, and then it's – what, a block or two wide. It's pretty substantial. And there'll be views of the stage from various parts without having a ticket to get right in.
Yep.
You'll still have views of what's going on. I imagine there's speakers everywhere to let people know what's happening.
Oh, yeah. In the meantime, there is a report out there today from Diana Rossini, The Athletic. She tweets out, teams trying to move up for a quarterback and calling Washington, who has the number two pick, are being told they are not moving. Washington's GM, Adam Peters, has publicly stated the Commanders feel great about staying at number two and picking their quarterback. So he publicly stated it, teams call anyway, and now they're privately hearing it.
Well, I think it's smart of them. If they've locked in, they love their guy, they'll take their guy. Whether it's Jaden Daniels or Drake May, that remains to be seen. Imagine it's between those two. But that's what happens when you fall in love with your quarterback. Don't give up on that. You know, don't settle for the fourth quarterback on your list to trade back to five or to six if you're going to make a deal with the Giants or whatever, right?
So the thing about it is, I'm just thinking of this from a strategic standpoint. Even if you love your guy, would you tell people you're not moving? Because I don't think I would. If I'm a general manager and I'm deep down thinking, there's no way I'm trading this pick, I don't know that I would either tell or imply to anybody that I'm not trading the pick. You know what I mean? Because you just never know if somebody really just makes you a ridiculous offer, or you can move back and still get your guy.
Well, that's the thing. How far back, when you're in this position, it doesn't seem like you can move that far back. That's why the Giants at six might be as far back as you can go.
Might be. Might be. But if Washington, if I'm at two and the Giants offer me the sun and the moon to drop back to six and I want Jaden Daniels and the Giants are moving up for Drake May, I guess my question is, if I drop back to six and I got the sun and the moon, can I turn around and then pedal the moon for the pick at three and still get the sun and my guy?
Well, to answer your question about would I tell people that I'm not open for business, no, mm-hmm. I think that's dumb to do that. I think you always leave your options open for some kind of crazy-ass trade scenario.
Yep.
Even if you're 99.999% sure you're not going to trade, why not? Why not leave the door open and somebody comes up with something stupid and says, hey, we'll give you our first-round pick for the next 3 years, and we've got a couple of second-round picks willing to give you, and we're just going to move four spots. I mean, wait a minute.
Yeah.
I might just want to do that, but those offers aren't likely to happen.
They aren't likely.
Because if you think about it, if you're the Commanders, if you have to move back further, if it's now the deal is with the Broncos or the Raiders or the Vikings, then what you've done is you basically told yourself you're not getting one of the top four quarterbacks, so you better either love, if you want a quarterback, love Penix or love Nix. You know, or try to make some other deal. You know, call Pittsburgh up and say, hey, you know, let's talk about Justin Fields.
Yeah, it look, it's...
Or Dallas and talk about Trey Lance.
I mean, I'm not worried about Washington's GM maybe not playing his cards the way he should. It's fine. Do what you want to do. I guess there's a probability that he's about to draft the next... Or I shouldn't say probability. A possibility he's about to draft a 10-time Pro Bowl quarterback, in which case he's doing the right thing.
It's also possible that, let's say, that the intel that Diana Rossini has, is that the Vikings have made the offer to move up to number two.
Mm-hmm.
And Washington's like, it's not happening. We're not trading back. Not that far. It's not happening.
Yeah.
And that's what you're going on. And then you come out with a report that says they're unwilling to move at this point.
248-539-9797, phone calls, feedback. Carson Anderson, 97.1 ticket, taking your phone calls and feedback regarding the National Football League draft. We asked people earlier who they wouldn't be shocked if the pick was, and a name we're not talking about as much. We have a couple interesting ones that came in. Mark and Wixom says, cornerback Enos Rakestraw Jr. I've heard him described as Devin Witherspoon light, a little slower but hard-hitting and gritty Lions type of guy. I feel like Rakestraw, that name is cooled. It was hot early for the Lions at 29. Now, for some reason, it's not being brought up as much. So I think this qualifies as a name that we're not talking about enough. Last year, and the reason we brought it up is last year we weren't talking about Jahmyr Gibbs all that much, and he turned out being the guy, and it was a good pick. Rakestraw, I don't think we should be disappointed if that's the case.
Well, no, and I think the difference is the position. I mean, we're talking about corner, so any and all corners seem like that's on the board. Running back was kind of out of the blue there because of it, and then became apparent after they traded DeAndre Swift. So, I mean, if they deem that Rakestraw is a better option than Kool-Aid McKinstry or Cooper DeJean, if it's one of those guys, it's there. So be it. You know, I mean, Brad Holmes has done enough to instill confidence in Detroit Lions fans that he knows what he's doing when it comes to the draft. Is he hitting at 100% rate? Absolutely not. But his hit rate is pretty high. You know, there aren't many Anzarikes out there where he kind of missed on. You know, it just hasn't been there.
Yeah, if there's one position that I have raised my eyebrow a little bit, it might be that spot.
Well, he also drafted Lee McNeil.
He did draft Lee McNeil.
In the same draft he took Anzarike.
He's got Anzarike. Last year he got a dude out of
Pascal and Martin.
Yeah, Martin has, I mean, that's, they're that all, was a, all, that was a curious one because they traded up for him. They couldn't let him go.
There was a lot of maneuvering that went on for some of these picks. And some of them are longer term, like they say after the end of the season. They're like, look, you know, these guys, they're not going to be great overnight. It takes some time, and that's why Melon Fonwu is he a starter or not? I don't know, but he certainly gave them more last year than he had prior to that. And it's a process. It takes a couple years. And maybe that's what they're looking at. You know, Pascal started to show up last year, but some of these guys they drafted and they were hurt right away, or they were already hurt.
All right, this next text, I'm not sure this person isn't trolling. Okay?
Trolling you or trolling me or us?
Us.
Okay.
Maybe more me than you.
Okay. I'm all for it. What do you got?
I love Jared Goff. Is how it starts.
All right.
But quarterback Bo Nix at pick 29, great value and gives Hooker competition for the number two quarterback spot.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I think I don't know if it's trolling or not. It sounds like it could be trolling. You know me, I like Bo Nix a lot. I like Bo Nix more than maybe anybody else likes Bo Nix.
You also liked Hendon Hooker more than almost anybody liked.
But I was just going to say, I'm not taking Bo Nix.
I mean,
I'm not going to use my first round pick on a quarterback when I took a quarterback last year that is going to be, you know, riding the bench because I've got Jared Goff.
I want to be clear about something. I think the backup quarterback position for a team that's contending is incredibly important. But that's what Hendon Hooker's for. And, you know, we're just scraping the surface of what Hendon Hooker could be.
We haven't even scraped the surface.
Yeah, I mean, he's practiced.
He's probably taken less than a dozen snaps with the first unit.
Yeah, and if you go get Bo Nix, that's another rookie battling for a backup quarterback spot with an inexperienced guy. No, have a veteran in there. Your third quarterback should be a vet in case Hendon Hooker isn't up to the task. But I think that person's – Kang, do you think that person's trolling?
No, I think that – this is – okay, this is what I think. First of all, for me personally, ridiculous. Don't even think about it. Plus, I'm not a huge Bo Nix fan anyways. But does this go back to absolutely BPA? Like, I don't know, pick a quarterback, Penix. Would you take Penix at 29?
No.
Is that too much value, too good of a player to pass on? I'm asking the question out loud.
I like Penix a lot, but I don't think I could do it. I don't think I could do it.
You wouldn't take JJ at 29, would you?
Again, I don't think I could do it, but you start getting into, I take that guy and then I turn him, flip him, but it's weird.
Well, you had a weird season, I would say that. Like, everybody's like, yeah, anybody talking to Goff's agent? Anybody?
Yeah, right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world.
Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.